From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Jordanian double agent who killed seven CIA agents and a Jordanian intelligence officer in a suicide attack last week in Afghanistan purportedly had been videotaped calling for attacks on U.S. targets. On the tape released today, the Jordanian is heard appealing to militants to avenge the death of a Pakistani Taliban chief. The December 30th attack was one of the deadliest in CIA history. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Sudan to stay committed to a peace deal that ended one of the longest and deadliest conflicts in Africa, a war between the north and south of Sudan. Today is the fifth anniversary of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
With violence flaring once again in southern Sudan, U.S. officials are worried about the five-year-old peace agreement. Secretary Clinton said the parties can't delay in implementing the peace deal.
So today, the parties in Sudan have a choice. They can revert back to a dark era of conflict, or they can move forward together toward a lasting peace.
Sudan is preparing for elections in April. A year later, Southerners are to vote in a referendum on whether they want to remain united with the North or become a separate country. The Obama administration special envoy, Scott Gratian, says Sudan's parliament has been passing the needed laws to make all this happen. He says he'll be back in the region soon to try to keep the process on track. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The U.S. Embassy in Sudan has issued a security alert for Air Uganda flights from southern Sudan to Kampala. It warns that regional extremists were planning an attack. Uganda's army says it is aware of the threat and has taken precautions, but a spokesman says there is no cause for alarm. At least three people were killed when a bus carrying Togo's national soccer team in Angola came under fire yesterday. Goalie Kosi Agasa told France Info Radio that two of his teammates had died. Officials say the bus driver from Angola was also killed. Several other people were wounded. The attack occurred in a volatile area of Angola days before the team was scheduled to play in the start of the Africa Cup of Nations. Federal officials have put a grand jury in place to investigate the sheriff of Maricopa County. Mark Moran reports from Phoenix.
While the immigration sweeps have gotten Arpaio most of the attention, it's the way he goes about treating his political opponents that has a grand jury looking into alleged abuses of power in office. The sheriff is elected in Maricopa County, and it's a highly political job. But Arpaio has enjoyed huge support among voters here. Arpaio has been accused of wiretapping county government phones, of inappropriate questioning at people's homes, and of abusing a county's computer system crime database, among other things. Arpaio has said that he and his deputies are working within the confines of the law. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
This is NPR. Republican lawmakers say the foiled Christmas Day attack on a U.S. airliner is proof that the U.S. needs to toughen its stance on terrorists. In the GOP weekly address, Congressman Peter King of New York calls on the government to be much more vigilant. He called for support of a Republican bill that would prevent terror suspects being held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo from being transferred to the U.S. A legal battle over superheroes is heating up in Gotham, where a lawsuit filed yesterday pits the estate of artist Jack Kirby against Marvel Entertainment. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Marvel, of Marvel Comics, has a great deal of interest in owning the rights to characters that Jack Kirby helped create. They've become some of the most lucrative franchises in Hollywood.
Putting together a special team. With special powers. Join me.
The three X-Men movies have grossed well over $600 million domestically. Kirby's heirs claim that copyright should revert from Marvel to his estate. So Marvel filed suit to thwart their claims. Other characters Kirby helped imagine include the Hulk, the Fantastic Four, and Thor. A movie about that character, directed by Kenneth Branagh, is scheduled to come out next year. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The creator of the pop culture phenomenon Gumby died yesterday. Art Clokey's son says the animator was 88 years old. Clokey's Gumby actually started as a student project at the University of Southern California in the early 1950s. Gumby made it to the Howdy Doody show, and the bendable figure eventually became a hot item in the toy industry. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.